The message from my heart has to be, you can do this. Whatever you see here, with my dogs being relaxed and responsive and happy, you can have. All you got to do is open your mind and your heart and let it happen. And it really will.
Hello, kind viewers, and welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On today's programme, we meet Jan Fennell, a renowned dog trainer from the United Kingdom. During her more than 20 years of working with and observing canines, she has learned to deeply understand their values and innate wisdom. Author of the international best-selling book, The Dog Listener, Learning the Language of Your Best Friend, Jan travels around the globe offering consultations and courses on developing harmonious relationships with our furry companions. The cornerstone of her training technique is called Amitien, or Friend of the Dog. The basic principle of this method is that dog learns best when their natural behaviour is incorporated.
When I have an audience, I say to people, if I'm going to tell you that there is one method that will work with every dog of every age, of every breed, with every non-medical behavioural problem, who's sceptical? And you see some people sort of going, you know, I say, good, get sceptical. Because then it gives me a chance to answer. I never ask anybody to do anything without explaining why. And it makes sense. So that's what they love. I love it because it makes sense to them. They see the response in their dog. They watch them within days calm down. They cannot believe it's the same dog. Those that push on are very, very happy. Yeah, it's like they discovered it. And good for them. Like me, they've rediscovered something.
There is also another element that is critical in our interaction with our dog companions and in a successful training session with them.
Play is an absolute essential part of the canine world. Play is constructive. They use it to learn their strengths, their weaknesses, social hierarchy. It tells them so much, as well as being a good way to exercise them. Like now, Komatsu sniffed and Kerry is telling him back off. He did. He understands his own language. These two are learning here. How can I get you going? Wonderful interaction. And of course, the other most important thing about a dog is enjoy it. The affection, the love you can feel for a dog, and it can feel for you. They really are best friends.
Jan reminds people that it is important to present ourselves calmly in the presence of our animal friends. They will better understand our intentions and read our body language. If we find ourselves in a situation in which our canine companion is not listening to us, what should we do?
If a dog does something you don't want it to do, there's only one place to look for the reason, in the mirror, because it's something you've done that's given them the wrong information. But it's okay. You just put it right and get back to it.
Many of us have heard that certain dog breeds have unique characteristics and temperaments that would perhaps be more suitable for one person over another. As an expert on the innate nature of dogs, Jan is frequently asked what breed is best for a family.
People often say to me, what's the best type of dog to have with children? One that's used to them. Now, it doesn't matter what breed. If a dog is used to children, then, and the children are used to the dog, remember, the children must have respect for the dog. The dog must have a place it can go away from the kids. It's like, I love being with young children, but enough's enough. With children, I usually find they get the hang of this better than the parents, because the parents have been doing it a different way for longer. And children are incredibly cooperative, because they love the challenge of learning what the dog is doing.
There are numerous stories of dogs rescued from death row who return the favour by saving the life of a family member. The gratitude and devotion a rescued dog offers to his forever loving family is truly heart-touching. When someone is looking for a canine companion, Jan encourages them to adopt a dog from a shelter.
With a rescue dog, I actually call them 150% dogs, because what happens is a kind person comes along and they take them into their home. And that dog, because it's never had that level of love and care and attention and food quality, all these things it values, the dog will do the job you give it with more enthusiasm, you know, with more determination. And this is the other lovely thing. I don't care what that past of that dog has been. It really does not matter one tiny bit, because you are going to start afresh and you're going to give that dog structure. And you see, when you know the rules, remember, the rules are calm, they're quiet, they're confident. They make the dog feel safe, make them feel part of a team, valued. Then the dog is going to try harder to do the job you give it. Now, if you give it the right job, you've given it a wonderful life. And rescue dogs turn out to be some of the best dogs you could ever wish for, because they, when you give them the right information, they've got it. And my people are working in rescue centres the world over and bringing about the most incredible transformations. And it's so rewarding. See those little guys a few weeks after they've gone out, you know, just transformed and happy. And the owners are happy. So it's brilliant. Rescue dogs are special.
Out of her love for all dogs, Jan started her own dog rescue and adoption organisation called Every Chance Rescue. Every Chance Rescue not only saves the lives of many dogs, it helps to improve their behaviour and place them in permanent homes where they can live out their lives in peace and safety.
So many dogs are killed, and I'm not going to say euthanasia, because euthanasia is when you let a dog that is sick or old go. That is a gesture of love that you have to do. But if a dog is killed because its behaviour cannot be controlled. You see, people do that. Well, they cannot understand, they kill. We decided to create Every Chance because there were so many dogs that, you know, people didn't know how to handle. We have one dog, she comes to mind, and was at the vets to be destroyed. When she came here, she was frightened because she'd been hit a lot. And she soon responded to the fact the raised hand here only means food or affection. Within a week, we were seeing this lovely personality blossom through. Within 1 week, she was a different girl. She was happy. She was eating well. She knew it was her turn. She ate it peacefully. I had the joy of having her here for about 3 months because we were waiting for the right home. And now she's in that new home doing absolutely brilliantly. And that's why we give her every chance.
Every dog deserves a chance to life and happiness. Through Every Chance Rescue, Jan strives to provide this opportunity to many abandoned dogs. She recalls another dog who recovered beautifully with enough tender, loving care.
We had a German Shepherd who came here to me. She weighed 17 kilos, which was half her body weight. She just worried it off and she was anxious all the time. See, a lot of medical problems come about because of the mental stress. And we just gave her the peace, gave her the calm, very gently fed her up, and she came around beautifully. She's now living in the country, having a brilliant time.
Human caregivers of dogs can affirm how their dogs changed their lives for the better. Despite their humble appearances, Jan explains how dogs play a truly important role here on Earth.
They've been given to us to teach us something about us too. Because there are times when we're very intolerant of our own species. And a dog isn't. A dog never judges you. It'll respond to what you do, but it never sees you as a bad person. So when the dog gets it wrong, we all get it wrong from time to time, it'll say sorry quicker than you. Humans can't always say sorry. You know, this is the most forgiving animal on the planet. They will love and forgive you time and time again. It should be a joy all the time. No matter where you go with your dog, it should be, you know, every minute you're with them. And you're with them a lot. Look at the dogs who work as guide dogs, you know, assistance dogs, all these different roles they do. They complement us, have done for 14,000 years.
As with her inspiration, Mr. Monty Roberts, the Horse Whisperer, Jan shares the common goal of fostering greater understanding between humans and animals.
Monty and I have the same feeling. He wants to leave the world a better place for horses and people, and I want to leave it a better place for dogs and people. And the way to do that is to let them know that They can do this. I promise you.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Jan Fennell, for your insightful and diligent work that helps us better communicate with our beloved animal companions. We wish you every success in your noble endeavours to create a harmonious world for all Earth's inhabitants. For more information on Jan Fennell, please visit www.janfennellthedoglistener.com. Thank you for joining us today for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence bless you and your loved ones with inner peace and boundless happiness.
Hi, I'm Jan Fennell, the dog listener, and I invite you to join us and be vegetarian and to save our planet. Be veg, go green, to save our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.